Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center, died last Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Faith Hallett include seven children, Doris and Chuck Carlson of California, Larry and Susan Hallett of Richland Center, Roger and Deborah Hallett of Barneveld, Anita and Mike Simonson of New London, Susan and Jeff Meyer of Sextonville, Wanda Castelli of Kenosha, and David Hallett of Richland Center. 18 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, 7 great-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include two children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rolbecki, 4 grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel and Joanne Baxter are survived by two sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David and Rhonda of Oconomowoc. 8 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, Joanne's sisters, Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred, sister-in-law, Betty Baxter of Avoca, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Betty Beinborn is survived by two daughters, Marcia and Mike Webster of Belleville, Nancy and Larry Milligan of Henry, Illinois, sons Michael and Nancy of Boscobel, Jeff and Gina of Elkhorn, and Tim of Boscobel. 17 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, her sister, Beverly of Shorewood, sister-in-law, Orpha Beinborn of Boscobel, and brother-in-law, Jack Rowland of Clinton, Iowa. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julianne Turnipseed and Joe Quinn, companion Lisa Wilson, a brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney is survived by 5 children, Chris and Ty Baker of West Salem, Tim and Sharon Slaney of Sylvan, Loretta and Michael Mays of Kenosha, Wayne and Nikki Slaney of Chetek, and Keith and Sarah Slaney of Lone Rock. 19 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Carolyn and Wilbert Troxell and Nancy Felton, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, May 2nd from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Carter is survived by his wife of 50 years, Penny, 2 sons, Tony and Jennifer Carter, and Terry and Becky Carter, a daughter, Tanya and Wesley Brush, a grandson, 3 granddaughters, 2 great-granddaughters, a great-grandson, 4 sisters, Janet Hyrie, Ellen and Larry Morgan, Linda Schmidt, and Grace and Paul Pitak, 2 brothers, Herbie and Kendi Carter, and Dan and Jody Carter, an aunt and many other special in-laws, nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry McGowan is survived by 2 sons, Donald L. McGowan and Dave McGowan, 5 children, 3 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Pat McGarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, 2 sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law, Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Philip Gilbank is survived by his children, Shelley and Jay Paulu, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, and Sherry and Mike Rockwell, 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and stepchildren, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, and Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Teetrick. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.